10 fingers, 10 toes, 3 rattles, 4 pacifiers. Are babies really making an inventory of the crib or just laying there, sucking their thumbs? Perhaps they're puzzling over the stock market or counting the pennies in their piggy banks. A Yale University research team has confirmed that babies as young as 5 months old are already performing mathematical tasks. The researchers report that the infants were clearly able to distinguish between greater and lesser amounts. NPR's Michelle Trudeau explains.
At Yale University, in a lab that looks more like an infant daycare center than a world-class research center, babies watch puppets and track dots on computer screens and listen to toy animals emitting odd noises. The babies, in turn, are filmed and watched by psychologist Karen Wynn. Wynn is intensely interested in the concept of numbers, always has been, since she was a child.
What is it that enables us as humans to be able to grasp such an abstract body of knowledge as mathematical knowledge?
So to figure out what babies know about numbers and when do they know it, Wynn has devised an assortment of studies.
In this study, we were interested in asking the question, are babies sensitive to numbers of sounds?
The challenge of studying infants this young, these are 5, 6, and 7-month-olds, is that they don't talk yet. They can't tell the researcher how many beeps they hear. So an ingenious alternative was devised.
What we did was show them a puppet. It was actually Sylvester the cat, and Sylvester had a computer speaker hidden in his belly. They would hear Sylvester emit either 2 sounds or 4 sounds from out of his belly.
Sounds generated by computer.
So half of our babies were presented with Sylvester always giving 2 sounds. The other half of babies always heard Sylvester giving 4 sounds.
The babies were videotaped as they listened to Sylvester's sounds.
They're just simple computer tones. Boop, 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 boop.
Was that a 4 sound?
That was a 4 sound. You are counting as well as my babies. Not only 7-month-olds, but adults too.
First, the babies stared intently at Sylvester each time he beeped. But eventually they got bored. That puppet kept beeping the same number of beeps over and over. And when babies get bored, Wynn knew, they look away.
What we found was that babies looked significantly longer at the puppet when it gave a new number of sounds, showing that they were sensitive to the number of sounds.
In another counting study, babies were shown groups of red dots on a computer screen. Wynn wanted to see if the babies would notice when the number of groups on the screen changed. She reports in this month's issue of the journal Cognition that babies were indeed able to discern the differences in the number of groups. The babies stopped watching the screen when the same number of groups was repeatedly flashed in front of them, but watched intently again as soon as a different number of groups was displayed.
Showing us that babies had a means of counting or enumerating the groups of items that we were showing them.
Wynn concludes that young infants have an innate ability to understand the concepts of more than and less than. Developmental psychologist Elizabeth Spelke at Harvard University uses words like important and carefully done when describing Karen Wynn's latest studies. Spelke is impressed that infants have the ability to understand such an abstract concept as numbers.
I think many of us would have thought that the origins of our number concepts emerge much later, perhaps when we learn language and verbal counting, or even when we go to school and learn formal arithmetic. What I think work like Karen's shows very clearly is that infants are not only creatures who can make sense of the immediate, concrete, perceivable environment, but also of quite abstract aspects of the world.
Karen Wynn adds that pertinent to her own research on infants are similar studies on a variety of other animal species with counting abilities.
Ranging from rats to pigeons to raccoons to chimpanzees to rhesus monkeys. So many, many different animal species are sensitive to number and can count different numbers of sounds, events, and objects in their environment. And so in that sense, finding that humans also have a sense of number is just a consistent piece of this larger picture.
The larger picture that human infants come into the world with a brain primed to be able to count objects, food sources, events, people, a mind equipped with this essential ability for survival. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.